Psochim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli Psochim, Daf Yud Daled. We begin on Daf Vov Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Rabbi Hananya, Skana Klihanim Oime, Miameim Shel Klihanim Lo Nimnu Melesoifes Habosa Shenitma Bevlada Tuma, in Bosa Shenitma Baava Tuma, Avapisha Moisifim Lo Tuma Al Tumosai. Hananya, Skana Klihanim, said the Kohanim never refrained from burning meat that was made impure by a Vladatuma, together with meat that was made impure by an Avatuma, even though it was increasing the level of its Tuma. Says the Gemara, Bar Kafra Omar, Avatuma Dvar Torah, Vladatuma Medivrehem. The Avatuma is min haTorah, is from the Torah, but the Vladatuma here is Midrabbonon. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ben Zeh, Dvar Torah, both of these, both the Avatuma and the Vlad HaTuma, are Min HaTorah, their sources in the Torah. Ask the Gemara question, Abdaita Dvar Kafra Nicha. It rests well according to the opinion of Bar Kafra, because the Mishnah taught, even though it was raising the level of Tuma, and this is understandable because originally it was only Tomei from a source which is Midrabbonon, and now it's being raised in its level of Tuma as it's touching an Avatuma and becoming a Rishonah Tuma. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Avatuma oisa rishon, Vlad tuma oisa sheni, sheni shenoga berishon, harayihu b'makoymoi sheni. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, an Avatuma turns something into a rishon tuma, and a Vladatuma turns something into a sheni. So a sheni that touched a rishon remains in its place in the same level of tuma that it had been, and it would not change. Answer the Gemara, Shashlishi Shanaga Barishon Nasa Sheni. However, as a Shlishi touched the Rishon becomes a Sheni, and that's what's going on over here. We're talking about a Shlishi that will be upgraded to become a Sheni by being burnt together. Tani Beishamai Omrim Ein Sof in Basatoha in Basatome or Beisilel Matirin. We learned in a brisa, Beishamai say that one may not burn Toha meat with Tome meat, and Beisilel permit it. We ask a question now, Al Daita de Bar Kafra Nicha, Sof in Psul Torah, in Psul Tumas Torah, Vesurchin and Mashma, Tumas Divrehem, in Tumas Torah. It rests well according to Bar Kafra that Beis Hillel permit it, because one's burning a Torah Psul together with a Psul because of a Torah Tumah, and we learnt in the Mishnah from Hananya Sagana Kehanim that one may burn meat that has a rabbinic Tumah only together with meat that has a Torah Tumah. However, Al Daita de Rabbi Yochanan, in Psul Torah im Tumas Torah, Solfin, Koshikin Tumas Torah im Tumas Torah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if one may burn a Torah Psul with a Torah Tumah, certainly one may burn a Torah Tumah with a Torah Tumah, so what is Rabbi Hananya therefore teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Hananya Skana Kehanim Shnia, Mishem Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel. Rabbi Hananya is teaching that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree to his case. We ask another question. Amar Rabbi Mana, Koyme Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Mana asked in front of Rabbi Yosa, Al Daita de Rabbi Yochanan Nicha, Dam Rabbi Yochanan Shisha Sveikas Hayu Toilim Aleihem Uvain, Uba Usha Gozo Aleihem Sveifa. Rabbi Yochananya is Kanaki Hanan Loi Lekoidim Le Usha Haya, Lekoidim Le Usha Loi Haisa Sveifa Le Divrehem. So it rests well according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Vlada Tumah is from the Torah, it's therefore understandable that they would burn it. However, according to Bar Kafra, there's a problem, because Rabbi Yochanan said that there were six cases of Safek in which they would be Tola, which means they would suspend it and not burn it, and in Usha they decreed that they should be burned. And if according to Bar Kafra the Vlada Tumah is Midrabbonon, why did Rabbi Hananya burn it? Surely Rabbi Hananya lived before the time of this decree in Usha. Answered Rabbi Yosef, Amalei Tepate, Shenitma, Bechlei Zechuchis, that our Mishnah is discussing when the meat became impure through a kli which is made of glass. And the tumor of glass was in the Midrabbonon, and it's a tumor that preceded Rabbi Hananya. So Rabbi Mana objected to that, Amalei Afilu Tema, Nitma, Bechlei Zechuchis. You could even say it was made Tomei by a glass kli. Lekein Amar Bizeira, Amar Avuna, Beshem Rabbi Yomia, Yosi ben Yoeze, Ish Sveida, Yosi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Gozu Tuma, Aleret Sa'amim, Valklei Zechuchis. Because the Bizeira said in the name of Rabbi Yomia that Yosi ben Yoeze, Ish Sveida, and Yosi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, made a decree of Tuma on Chutzlaret and on glassware. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Yehuda ben Tabai, Beshem ben Chetach, Gozu, Alklei Matchus, Hilo Veshamai Gozu, Al Ta'as Yodayim. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yehuda ben Taba and Shimon ben Shetach were the ones that decreed tumah on metalware, that if they became tomei and they were melted down and reformed, that the tumah would return. And Hillel and Shammai were the ones who decreed tumah on hands, that they should be assumed to be a sheni l'tumah, even if one doesn't know of any particular tumah that touched one's hands. So the question is, if the glassware in this list is assumed to be the same halacha as the other things in this list, that one is toile rather than burning them, so why did Uchananya burn the meat that had become tomei through the glassware? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yomi Yosava Meimer Eretz Ha'amim V'Klei Zchuchis Tuluya, Rabbi Yosi Sava Meimer Eretz Ha'amim Tuluya V'Klei Zchuchis Sereifa. It was only Rabbi Yomi who held that one's toile items made tomei by chutzaretz or by ore for glassware. However, Rabbi Yosi disagreed and said that Yosi ben Yoezer decreed that one is toile items made tomei by chutzaretz, but one burns items that are made tomei by glassware. The Gemara goes back now to the statement we had before, that there are six fakers, if Truma touch one of those doubtful tumors, that the Truma must be burnt. Elohen, Shisha, Sfakus, the following are the six cases of Safik. Our Safik Beis HaPras, our Safik Eretz HaAmim, our Safik Bigdei Am HaOretz, our Safik Roikek, our Safik Mei Ragli Adam, Shu Keneged Mei Ragli Behema, our Vadei Magon, Shu Safik Tumosom, Al Elu Sofim Truma. These are the six cases of Safik. The first is Beis HaPras, for example, if Truma entered into a Beis HaPras, which is a field in which the location of a grave is unknown. The second case is Chutz La'aretz, any soil there might have been used for a grave, and therefore it's a Safik Truma. The third case is garments of an Am HaOretz who is not careful about the laws of Tumah, and perhaps his wife, who was a Nidah, sat on the garments. The fourth case is spit, that if Tumah touched the spit, perhaps that spit came from a Zav, whose spit is Tomei. The fifth case is urine, perhaps it came from a Zav, and this would apply even if there's evidence that it didn't come from a human, because it was found near the urine of an animal. And the sixth case is foods that were certainly touched by Tumah, but it's not known if they were tamei or not. So in these six cases, in Usha they decreed that truma needs to be burnt if they touch these types of doubtful truma. So now to review the Gemara, we learnt in the Mishnah, Uchananya Skana Kehanim said, the Kehanim had never refrained from burning meat that was made tamei from a vlada truma, together with meat that was made tamei from an ava truma, even though it was increasing their level of truma. We saw in the Gemara a machlekes between the Amoraim. Bakafa said that the ava truma is deraisa and vlada truma here is drabonon. Rabbi Yochanan said they are both min ha-Torah. So we said the Gemara understands the Mishnah according to Bar Kafra, because the Mishnah taught even though it was raising the level of Tumah, because originally it became Tumah from only a rabbinic type of Tumah, and now it's been raised to a Torah level of Tumah. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, then Ava Tumah turns something into a Rishna Tumah, and Avrada Tumah turns something into a Sheni. So a Sheni that touched a Rishon remained the same level as it was before. The Gemara answered, because it's a Shlishi that touched a Rishon, and that turns it into a Sheni, so you're raising the level of Tumah from Shlishi to Sheni. We then had a Braitha that taught that Beis Shammai says you may not burn Tar meat together with Tomei meat, and Beis Hillel permitted it. We said that that fits into Bar Kafra, that Beis Hillel had permitted it, because one's burning a Torah Psul together with a Torah Psul, together with a Torah Tumah. And we learnt from the Mishnah of Chananya Skana Kehanim that one may burn meat that has a rabbinic tumah together with meat that has a Torah tumah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you can burn a Torah psul with a Torah tumah, certainly you may burn a Torah tumah with a Torah tumah. So what is Rabbi Chananya teaching us? And we answer that Rabbi Chananya is teaching that even Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel on this din. Rabbi Mana asked in front of Rabbi Yossa that this fits well to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Vlada Tumah is from the Torah, because it's understandable that they would burn it. But according to Bar Kafra, it's a problem, because Rabbi Yochanan taught there are six cases of Safek in which one is Toile, means one does not burn, and in Usha they decreed that you need to burn them. So if according to Bar Kafra the Vlada Tumah is Midrabanon, why did Rabbi Chananya burn it? Surely Rabbi Chananya lived before the time of the decree of Usha. The Gemara answered, Rabbi Yossi said, our Mishnah is discussing when the meat became impure through a kli zchuchis, a glass vessel, and the tumah of glassware is a rabbinic tumah that came before Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Mana objected to that and said, even if it was made tumah from a glass vessel, Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Yomir that Yosi ben Yoezer ish Freida and Yosi ben Yochan ish Roshalayim decreed tumah on chutzaretz and on glassware. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach decreed tumah on metalware, and Hillel and Shammai decreed tumah on one's hands. So the question is, if glassware is listed here together with the other list, it seems that they share the same law, which is that you're toile rather than burning it. So why did Chananya burn the meat that had become tomei through glassware? And the Gemara answered that it was only Rabbi Yirmiyahu who held that one's toilet items made tameh from chutzaretz or glassware, but Rabbi Yossi disagreed and said that Yosef ben Yo'ezer decreed that one's toilet items made tameh by chutzaretz, but one burns items made tameh by glassware. And the Gemara just concluded by listing the six cases of Sofek, that if truma touch one of these things, you must burn the truma, and those are Ibeis HaPras, chutzaretz, the garments of an Amaretz, spit, that might have come from Azov, urine that might have come from Azov, and foods that certainly touch Truma, but it's not known if they were Tomei or not.